This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Division of the Arts and Humanities at the University of Chicago, offering an interdisciplinary Master of Arts program in humanities that provides individualized attention in a supporting community. The flexible curriculum allows students to focus coursework within a single department or engage with multiple disciplines, creating a uniquely tailored graduate degree. Applications now open for the April 30th deadline at humanities.uchicago.edu.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia says the White House response to Democratic demands for ICE reforms has been unsatisfactory. The Department of Homeland Security shut down Friday after lawmakers failed to reach an agreement on the demands. ICE is one of the agencies within the department. Garcia spoke with WBEZ's Say More program about what's at stake.
Today, it may be immigrants from Mexico or Somalia. Who will be next after this precedent is set that federal agents can just embark on any undesirable community?
Garcia says Democrats are pushing for ICE officers to identify themselves on the job and to obtain a judicial warrant before entering private property. Some advocates are warning that the First Amendment's protection of a free press is under attack. One of them is actor John Cusack. He's a founding board member of the Freedom of the Press Foundation. Cusack wrote a commentary piece for the Sun-Times about keeping news behind paywalls. He told WBEZ's In the Loop that can impact who has access to information.
The right to know becomes a privilege. During the ICE raids and Midway Blitz, if you're making $40,000 a year, you're not going to be able to pay for the information you need. What are your rights? Who was arrested? Where are they? It's a perverse thing that the FOIA-based reporting would be behind a paywall because the entire premise is based on it's our information. We have a right to know.
Cusack says journalism isn't just a business. It's a protected right the country needs to function. The Lunar New Year is tomorrow, and according to the Chinese zodiac calendar, it's the year of the fire horse. Adrienne Stroop studies the evolution of mammals at the Field Museum. She says the horses we know today were once the same size as a small dog.
They got larger, they lose their side toes because they needed to run fast. And one hoof and like fused bones in the foot makes it much easier. Like it's stronger, sturdier, they can run fast, evade the predators. They didn't have the forest to hide in anymore.
You can learn more about how horses and other mammals evolved at the Field Museum's After the Age of Dinosaurs exhibit. The Chicago White Sox will be back on the field later this week when spring training play opens. The full squad officially reported to spring training yesterday, but many players beyond the pitchers and catchers got to Arizona early. One of those players was third baseman Miguel Vargas. Vargas says he and the rest of the team are excited for what's to come this season, and they're champing at the bit to get started.
Last year, we got a really nice stretch after the second half, and you know we got new guys on the clubhouse, and we think we can help for us win a lot of games this year, and I think we all bet excited for it.
The Sox will play their first spring training game Friday against the Cubs at 2:05 p.m. You're listening to The Rundown. A Roosevelt University graduate student is trying to be the first person to run every block in Chicago, and he's nearly finished with the feat. WBEZ's Marie Mendoza joined him as he completed yet another city street.
This is day 367 of running every single street in Chicago, and I've never had this happen before. I'm being interviewed while running. Anything you want to say?
Oh, man, this guy can run.
I met up with Joe Byer Barbosa on a cold, snowy day in Logan Square. You might have seen Joe before, zipping through your neighborhood.
I've been running since August of 2024 in terms of the days I'm actually running, not the days I'm resting, but yeah, over a year.
Joe is 25. He's from London, but he's lived in the city for a little more than 3 years now.
I never really ran before I started running the streets of Chicago.
In 2024, Joe was badly injured in a mountain climbing accident. His doctor told him to exercise as a part of his recovery. And he chose running because it was a no-frills solo event. He started on the treadmill and then the lakefront trail.
That was very boring. It was just the same thing. And I thought, why don't I go to different neighborhoods and just try going to different places, meeting different people?
He uses the app City Strides to track his progress. When he saw that the person in first place had only completed 55% of city streets, he thought, I need to be the first one.
So I went crazy with running. I was doing it every day.
Job is almost done. Before a run, he was over 80% of the way there. Running that much has taken him to underexplored places in the city.
Some people have told me don't go to certain places in Chicago, and
I've gone and I've felt safe. Everything's been like amazing for me, like a lot of community, a lot of great people I've met throughout this journey.
I met up with him to run one of the few streets he hasn't completed, North Harding Avenue. Well, a walk-run combo.
How long do you want to go for?
Okay, I'm going to be so honest with you. I am not a runner. Please be gentle.
All
okay,
right.
Should we start?
Yes,
okay.
Let's do that.
Job is used to running and talking. He documents everything on Instagram and TikTok.
Day 353, day 354, day 355 of running every single street in Chicago.
And today I'm in one of my favorite places. I'm in McKinley Park, Scarfield Park.
North Center.
South Chicago.
In Englewood. If you leave your neighborhood, get out of your comfort zone, you'll actually discover a lot of interesting things.
Hello, hello.
Hi, I've seen you on Instagram.
We got the boy running.
Chicago's safe, wherever you go.
He has a meticulous system of running to get every inch of the street. He'll go over some blocks twice to ensure he's covered it completely. So even though Chicago streets total to about 4,000 miles, it'll take about 6,000 for him to finish the map. He told me he runs 5 to 6 times a week, shooting for about 10 miles a day, a massive 60 miles a week. Back to our run.
What do you notice about this neighborhood?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just houses, literally, yeah. No, I mean, he plopped me. Anywhere in Chicago, I can kind of tell what neighborhood it is. You can kind of see it is Logan Square, just because how the houses are shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah, not many people out here.
Well, yeah, it's really more about the people for you, huh?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Job has grown to love the city, hence the Chicago flag he wears, which he got from a souvenir store on a run one day. His hands were full, so he tied it around his neck, and someone said,
"Oh, you're the Chicago superhero." And I was like, "Oh, that's cool. That could be my brand." So now I wear the Chicago flag as a cape.
North Harding Avenue, done. And with that, Job is just a little bit closer to being the first person to run every street in Chicago.
All right, cool. Lovely, lovely. How
are
you feeling?
Oh man, like I never want to run again.
This journey, as he calls it, has consumed so much of his life and he's close to being done. I wondered, what's next for him?
I'm going to feel empty because it's more about the journey than the actual end goal. It's going to be good. There's going to be a celebration, but after I just need to do something better.
One thing's for sure. The next mission will involve Chicago.
I love exploring the neighborhoods, potentially running every park in Chicago.
But I, for one, am done running. Marie Mendoza, WBEZ News.
After a mostly sunny and breezy day today, we'll see some fog develop overnight, dipping down to around 40 degrees. Tuesday looks mostly cloudy after some morning fog, a little cooler, highs in the mid-50s, and cooler by the lake. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.